lost and alone on some forgotten highway, traveled by many, remembered by few, looking for something that I can believe in, looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open and right now it seems to be more than enough just to be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. I don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me, light that shines for me. My life is worth living. I don't need to see the end. Sweet, sweet surrender. Live, live without care, like a fish. Behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open and right now it seems to be more than enough just to be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me, a light that shines for me. My life is worth living. I don't need to see the end. Sweet, sweet surrender. Live, live without care, like a fish in the water, like a bird in the air. Sweet, sing it if you know it. Sweet surrender, live without care. Live, live without care, like a fish in the water, like a fish in the water, bird, like a bird in the air, like a fish in the water, like a bird in the air, like a fish in the water, like a bird in the air.
Yay, yay, yay. Thank you. Good morning and welcome, whether you're joining us here in person or if you're joining us, welcome. We're grateful that you choose to be here in the energy of this service this morning. We have a lot of information to go over. You'll see there's a lot of things in your bulletin this week. I'm going to highlight just a few of them for you. First of all, there's the purple consistent giving card, which comes with an information sheet and an envelope. This is something that we offer to you every year for those who might be interested in making their financial contributions to this community through their credit card or through their bank account automatically each month. So many of you are actually already participating in this, and this is truly a time to reflect on your participation, to review your commitment, to look at if this is the way for you to most easily support this community financially. The second insert has information on one side regarding Edwin Gaines' workshop next Sunday, which is a not-to-be-missed event. It will be my guess is a very full house, because she has a lot of really great information to share with us. There's a sign up for that workshop in the garden court. You could also see me if you'd be interested in volunteering to support that event. And there's also information on the opposite side of that insert about a spectacular summer dance celebration that will be here on August 1st. This is one of those events that has a lot going on already. We've got an ice cream social. There's going to be a potluck salad bar. The percolators are going to be here, and we'll be dancing upstairs. It will be a very full evening, and we've decided to add one more activity. Ruby Erickson has donated a multitude, quite a few, I think like over 100 of her hats. Yeah, I'm learning what a thing that is. So if you would be interested in a piece of history with one of Ruby's hats, we will start selling them at 4:00 that day. So put that on your calendar. We will keep those available throughout the event, but know that they will start going at around 4:00 that day. I heard that would be a big deal. I'm still learning the community. I'm very grateful to hear the stories about Ruby's hats. And if you would like to learn more about this community, today at 1:00, we have coffee and tea with Reverend Pat up in the Fillmore Room. It's an opportunity to get to know Reverend Pat, and if you're new to Unity, to get to know more about these teachings. On Monday evening at 7 p.m., you can join me in starting a summer book study. We'll be looking at a book by HeartMath called Transforming Stress. The men's group will be meeting on Tuesday. The midweek teen ministry will meet on Wednesday. And then this Friday is another movie night, and we're going to be looking at the movie I Am, which was done by Tom Shadyac, and I really look forward to the conversation and discussion following that. We have another week to bring in our backpacks and school supplies for PRISM. If you're not sure what to bring in, there's a list of the supplies that we're collecting available out in the garden court. And tickets are on sale in the garden court for the Painting Joni Mitchell concert, which will be on August 8th. If you have your cell phone or other electronic device with you, this is the opportunity to take them out and be sure that you have silenced them. And while you have your smartphone out, if you're on Facebook, if you wanted to check in and let your friends know where you're at and that they would truly be welcome here at this community too, that would be something wonderful. There are many more opportunities and activities going on here at this church. Some are listed in your bulletin. They're on our website. There's flyers and brochures out in the garden court. You can always call during the week, and we will do what we can to support you in getting the information so that you can truly participate in the ways that you desire in the activities of this community. And now we choose to participate by joining together in prayer. So we come together in this moment. We turn within. And with gratitude and thanksgiving, we are grateful for this day, for this community, for this journey that we walk together, and for this wonderful opportunity to come together in love. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Truly joining me in applauding this beautiful day. Yay. Yay. Thank you for choosing to be here today. Let's join together in affirming the affirmations that you will find printed in your bulletin. We begin by affirming together our mission as a community. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And the affirmation for this Sunday series, which is the same affirmation that the board uses each month to hold the prosperity of this community in their consciousness, if we would affirm that together. We are ready, willing, and worthy to accept a new era of prosperity at Unity. We recognize, praise, and bless every manifestation of good coming to us now. And so it is. I invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrive early. They hold sacred space, and they're here to support you with affirmative prayer. Please seek them out if you would like to celebrate joys, concerns, opportunities in your life. They hold what they hear in the strictest of confidence and would be honored to help lift you and your consciousness with prayer. Thank you for your service. You may be seated. I invite us all to now stand, though, and join together in song as we sing the song for this series, More Than Enough, which is printed in your bulletin.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is truly a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, or perhaps you have not been with us for some time, we would like to honor your presence here. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, calling all courage out there, take your courage in your hand, raise your hand as I raise my hand, and keep your hands up until our ushers get to you. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Raise your hand, keep your hands up till our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, for our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church, what we're all about. It has a welcoming CD in that packet. It also has a pink card in that packet if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk. Then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily spot you and give you a very special welcome. All of that's important. And yet, one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our first-time guest. I have some special guests here today, and I'm really excited to have them here. Colleagues, of course, when colleagues are in the house, Reverend Pat always gets to be a little more extra nervous up here, you know? But we are truly blessed to have the senior minister of Unity of Santa Fe, and also that's a Reverend Brendalyn Batchelor. Would you please stand? And also another colleague, by all means, Reverend Nancy Herrick, who's a local religious science minister. We're glad to have you here as well. So, congregation, this is your assignment if you choose to accept it. Say extremely nice things about me, okay? Now, we certainly enjoy greeting each other each and every Sunday morning. And we do that, of course, with a smile. We do it with a handshake. We do it with namaste. We do it with a hug. We usually just pick one, and we always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? We're going to invite you to remain standing. Please remain standing. Please remain standing. And if you did not get a chance to speak to the person that you wanted to speak with, we invite you to coffee and tea in Friendship Hall following today's service. Our next song is truly a stand-up song, I Release and I Let Go. If you're able to stand, we invite you to do so.
Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide, since I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife, with my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit, yes, I'm only here for God.
Sing it again.
I release and I let go. I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my eyes I see the light. I am free in the Spirit, yes, I'm only here for God.
We now move deeper into Spirit, the reading of the daily Lord and the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are sent to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is divine order. We affirm, I joyously participate in the orderly unfoldment of good. Divine order is always at work. It is the eternal and exquisite process by which all things come into existence. My very life is evidence of the graceful movement of God. Each one of us is an essential participant in Spirit's orderly creation. We each have a role to play in the creative process, the dynamic and continuing manifestation of God's infinite good. I surrender to divine order by aligning myself with Spirit. Through a regular practice of prayer and meditation, I intentionally open my life as a channel through which God's order, love, and light radiate into the world. And Scripture tells us in Romans 1:20, ever since the creation of the world, his eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things he has made. And the word for today is divine order.
So we now move even deeper into a time of spiritual community as we join together in meditation. I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes, to truly turn within, to take a few deep breaths. And as you focus your awareness on your breath, check your body for tension. As you breathe out, let go. Allow your body to fully relax Allow the chair that you are sitting in to support you. And with the next breath, breathe in even deeper. And let go. Consciously center your thoughts on the abundant flow of the universe moving in and through you with every breath that you breathe. And with this next breath, carry with you this affirmation. I am at peace. Breathe it in. I am at peace. Breathe it out. And in this place of peace, I invite you to bring an image into your heart space, an image of yourself floating right at the center of your chest. Bring yourself into your heart and say to yourself, I love you. If there is anything that you have done in forgetfulness or in fear or in confusion, I forgive you. For any words or thoughts or actions that may have caused you pain, I forgive you. Open to the possibility of self-forgiveness. I let go. I let go of any resentments, any judgments, as I make room in my heart to unconditionally love myself. Sweet Spirit, immersed in the silence of prayer, I listen for the still small voice, the voice that will lead me to health and wholeness, that will guide me on this journey. As I give thanks for the healing that I know is already mine in the silence of prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we are grateful as we come back together in this consciousness of this moment and this time. It is with gratitude and thanksgiving. Renewed and restored, we go forth and send this love forward to do God's work wherever it may be needed. And truly, for this opportunity, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
Every time your heart has been broken, forgive when you were denied your work or your tokens. Forgive, we all have our understanding. One's pleasure's another's pain. Let's open our understanding and live, and let live and forgive. Forgive, 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 forgive. Forgive, 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 forgive. Don't carry the weight of hate for another. Forgive, take hold of your heart and open it farther. Forgive this loving without condition, your neighbor as well as yourself, requires a constant conviction to live and let live and forgive. Forgive, 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 forgive. Forgive, 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 forgive. This loving without condition, your neighbor as well as yourself, requires a constant conviction to live and let live and forgive.
And forgive,
forgive,
and
forgive, forgive, and forgive, 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 forgive. Forgive,
thank you. And that song was written by Judy Vinar, our choir director, so we appreciate that. And thank you very much. And also, thank you, Reverend Patty, for a wonderful meditation this morning. Those of you that's been with us for the last few weeks, you know that we're in the this is July, it's Prosperity Month here at Unity Christ Church, and we're looking at Edwin Gaines' four spiritual laws of prosperity. As I've said before, you may not agree with Edwin, but she's clear as a bell. She's clear as a bell. So I want to just share that in my own life, my number one thing is to truly seek the kingdom of God. That's what we teach here. We teach that we are here to seek the kingdom of God, and as we do that, then our life will be taken care of. And guess what? I have found in my life that as I seek the kingdom of God, there's also certain spiritual laws that I have that opportunity to work. You know, there's things, and sometimes you just, well, isn't seeking the kingdom of God enough? I feel that when I work these spiritual laws in my life, that it assists me, it helps me, with a greater awareness of God's presence in my life. And we have things like, you know, the laws of physics, we have the laws of science, we have the laws of health, we have the laws of spirit. I believe the laws of spirit trumps them all. I also believe, as we know in our and we teach here, that we are spiritual beings having a spiritual experience, and we are governed by spiritual law. So these are the laws that we're reviewing here, and it's important for me to attempt to work these in my life. Edwin, right off the bat, she makes no apology for it. She says, first and foremost, to have a prosperous life, we must tithe. She says, you must tithe 10% of all you receive to the person, place, or institution where you receive your spiritual food. There's also an insert in your bulletin if you choose to follow along. I might touch on some of it, I might not, but it's there if you choose to fill it out as we go along. She said, you must tithe 10%. I teach that a little differently. It's 10%. I teach tithing, but I teach the spiritual law as giving and receiving. We give and we receive is our spiritual law, and we discipline ourselves. I discipline myself to that spiritual law through the process of tithing. I've been a long-time tither in my life, and it works for me. As she would say, and I would say, if you haven't tried it, try it. You might like it. Reverend Patty threw it out that first week and challenged us to tithe for 6 months. Tithe for 6 months. See what happens in your life. The second thing she says we must do, and we talked about this last week, is that we must set clear-cut, tangible goals. She talks about when we start to receive our good as a result of tithing, that we need to catch it. And we catch this good by having clear-cut, tangible goals. She also says the third thing that we must do is we must forgive everyone all the time, especially yourself. We must forgive everyone all the time, especially yourself. And then the fourth spiritual law that she teaches, she says you must seek, discover, and follow your divine purpose. So today we're going to talk about forgiveness today. And next week, Edwin will be with us, and she will be touching on purpose as well. But let's talk about forgiveness today. Let's talk about some of our fundamental teachings concerning forgiveness. Forgiveness is not something we do for the sake of another. Forgiveness is something we do for ourselves. Do you remember the first time you really got that? I do. I was like, oh, you mean I can't hang on to this unforgiveness? I can't hang on to that and be punishing someone else? For years, I thought if I just hung on to it, that they were having a real hard time. Oh, how silly I am. You know, needless to say, they were going along living their merry, merry life. I'm sure they didn't think about me whatsoever. And yet they were living rent-free in my head. And so it was absolutely necessary for me to get to that point where knowing that forgiveness was not for the other person, but it was for me. Emmett Fox, on a thing called a forgiveness technique, and Emmett Fox is a fantastic metaphysician. I think he's divine science, but a great New Thought minister. He writes, when you hold resentment against anyone, you are bound to that person by a cosmic link, a real, though mental, chain. You are tied by a cosmic tie to the thing you hate. The one person, perhaps in the whole world, whom you most dislike is the very one to whom you are attaching yourself by a hook that is stronger than steel. Is this what you wish? Is this the condition in which you desire to go on living? Remember, you belong to the thing that which you are linked in thought. And at some time or other, if the tie endures, the object of your resentment will be drawn again into your life. Whew, it's pretty clear about that, isn't it? So that person or persons that I am holding a resentment toward or a grudge toward is I have to let it go. And so that was really a wake-up call for me when I came into this teaching. And yet, we often forget that. We often, regardless of how long we've been in this teaching, we forget that forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is about ourselves. And as with tithing, we must learn to do it freely, we must learn to do it joyfully, and we must learn to do it completely. Often, my dear friends, we start the forgiveness process just by being willing. I am willing to forgive. Sometimes we even say it with clenched teeth. Have you noticed that? I am willing to forgive. Let's affirm together, I am willing to forgive. Together, I am willing to forgive. Let's do it again. I am willing to forgive. And then the third time's the charm. Together, I am willing to forgive. That, when we hold on to that unforgiveness, you say, how does that affect my prosperity? When we hold on to unforgiveness, it literally blocks the flow of good into our life. Because we know that third principle, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And if we are continuing to hold on to those resentments in our life, that's continuing exactly what we get in our life. We must remember that one giant step towards emotional health is to realize that no one can hurt us unless we allow them to hurt us. In other words, we have that choice of how we are going to react to that situation. Often, we need to reframe the story for ourselves. We must reframe that story in order to do that forgiveness work. We must reframe the story by looking at this to say, okay, how am I blessed with this? What has been the blessing in my life? Or could it be that this person that shows up in my life to do this is my greatest teacher? My greatest teacher. Let me give you an example in my own life. Maybe. Okay, so you know, if you've been with me more than 2 hours, you know that I had some father issues growing up. Do you remember that? Well, I won't bring them all to the surface right now. I'm not sitting with my therapist. But needless to say, I had some father issues going in my life. Well, as long as I had those father issues going in my life, guess what I continued to attract in my life? I continued to attract people into my life with father issues. I would come in and they had father issues. My spouse, Eddie, came in and I thought, oh my God, I'm living with my father. Oh my God, I'm living with my father. One more time. So this is my opportunity. For some reason, everyone that has come into my life and to your life, my dear friends, have come in for a reason. Soul to soul. We have come in for a reason, and that is to heal. That person has come into my life for me to heal the situation. And I think eventually we get to that point where we go, okay, I didn't ask Eddie permission to this, but I'm going to use him anyway. He's not here. So I go, Eddie, you know, I know that I can work through my father issues with Eddie. Or I could say, I'm out of here. Have you ever been in that situation before? I'm out of here. And God is so good that if you're out of here, God puts some right back someone in your life again that gets to go, guess what, Reverend Pat? You haven't healed this. So you need to work through it again. So without a doubt, Until I heal what needs to be healed, when that person comes into my life, it will continue to manifest in my life. So the important thing is that we look at these people that come into our life as our greatest teachers. What can I learn from these individuals? And just know that when we see a flaw in someone, not that you would, but when I see a flaw in someone else, guess what? It's my vision that needs to be corrected. It's my vision that needs to be corrected. As our teacher Eric Butterworth would say, you spot it, you got it. If I can see it in someone else, it is still within me. And it is within me to be healed. It's necessary for me to look at reframing that story. Catherine Ponder, in her book, The Millionaire Joshua, writes, "The world you live in is the exact record of your thoughts. If you do not like the world you live in, then change your thoughts." These people we have attracted into our life, the world that I live in, that's what we teach. There's this reflection of my thoughts. I remember I did not like that when I first heard it. I went to my first teacher, New Orleans, Louisiana, and I said, I cannot stand this. I do not like my world. Of course, I didn't want anything to do with it. You know, I didn't want to look at maybe I had something to do with creating my world. I was the one out there for years and years and years doing sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And needless to say, I didn't want to take responsibility for it. And my teacher, Dr. Murphy, she said to me, guess what? If you've created it, you can create it again. You can create it the way you want to create it. Therefore, we're responsible for creating our world. We do it through the activity of our thinking and working these spiritual laws. As I said earlier, the people that do us wrong, they are our teachers. They come to our life for a reason. And yet, when people come to our life for a reason and their behavior is not what we want it to be, we can do our forgiveness work. We do our forgiveness work, and yet we don't have to put up with bad behavior. We are not here to be doormats. Haven't you loved people from a distance before? Haven't you, you know, said, I love you, I forgive you, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Because I don't have to put up with abuse. Mental, physical, emotional abuse. Especially when some people come to me and talk about their relationships, one of the first thing I ask is, are you in a safe place? And if they're not, I say, remove yourself from the situation immediately. Whatever you have to do. Because when we are being abused, it's truly a challenge to heal ourselves. Edwin also discusses financial debt in this chapter. She says, you are not going to get out of financial debt until you learn how to forgive. Acknowledge the role that you have played in this and ask the question, what can I learn here? She tells a story in her book. She was married to, like most of us here, she was married to one of her husbands, you know? She was married to one. And after she had been married to him for a while, he came and said, you know, I love someone else, I'm leaving. And he left her with $60,000 worth of financial credit card debt, unsecured credit card debt. All the cards were in her name. And so she said, you know, what can I learn here? And she realized, the story in the book unfolds, she realized, yes, I had something to do with this. I knew all the cards were in my name. I was not taking responsibility for looking at the bills each month. I just gave it away. Has anyone ever just given their financial life away before? You know, I have, I'm not pretty. Just give it away, you know? And she says, that's the part I played in it. What can I learn from it? What I can learn from it is to wake up, pay attention. And of course, then her attorneys, like said, let's go after him. We can get this money. No, I don't know if I'd have said no. She said, no. She said, if I do that, I will still be linked to him with that cosmic link. She says, I need to pay my debts. And of course, she tells the story in the book of how she continued and she paid her debts. She says that as long as we are in financial debt, that our good is not going to flow to us. I also believe that forgiveness is an act of will. In other words, we make ourselves do it. Sometimes I don't want to do it. You may not want to do it. Because isn't it wonderful to be angry at someone for a while? It's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? And then we like to sometimes feel that anger because it just kind of motivates us for a while. We have no earthly idea what it's doing to our bodies. That's what anger does. It destroys our soul, destroys our bodies, destroys our mind. So we, my dear friends, have to, even though when we don't feel like it, we remember the practice that we do the forgiveness for ourselves. We do this for ourselves. And forgiveness is a daily practice. Forgiveness is a way of life. When Peter came to the teacher, Jesus, and said, how many times must... I can just hear Peter now. You know, how many times must I do this forgiveness work? Seven? No, 70 times seven. Don't do the math right there. The metaphysical meaning of that is forever. We do the forgiveness work until it is done. And I believe, again, that God is so good that if we don't complete the forgiveness work in this expression of life, I believe just that we get to do it in the next. I want to have more fun in the next, right? So let's do our forgiveness work in this one. Forgiveness is a daily practice. Edwin has a few techniques that she suggests that we use. She says, the first technique is writing, speaking, and listening to forgiveness affirmations are all effective ways to begin the process, the process of forgiveness. And there are several that she gives in her book. And I love this last one she used. I allow myself to feel forgiven and move forward in my life. I allow myself to feel forgiven and I move forward in my life. Now, this is the deal for me. This is how I know if my work is forgiven or not. When that thing comes to my mind, that situation, that person, that event comes to my mind. If there is a charge around it, I think we know what we mean by charge, right? If there's a charge around it, then that means that I have additional forgiveness work to do. And sometimes I clench my teeth and I say, God, I am willing to forgive one more time. The second technique she uses, she says, every night before I go to sleep, I ask myself prayerfully, have I put anyone out of my heart today? People, usually she says that she puts out of her heart, are people that do not do it my way. Have you noticed that? You know, I've got a specific way that I want the loved ones in my life to act. And if they don't act that way, then I get this resentment, and then all of a sudden I get to do my forgiveness work. So I get to that point in my life, and most of the days I'm okay with it, is where, you know, you live your life, bless your pea-picking heart, and I will live my life. In other words, she says, if we stick to our own business, we have less forgiveness to do. The third way, she says, is that at least once a year, but often, sometimes more often, I do a complete forgiveness inventory of my entire life. That's that opportunity to go forth and reflect on your life and make amends whenever possible. She also says that after we have made a list of those that we have harmed, we must share it with another person, leaving nothing out. Those of you that are familiar with 12-step work, you know this is absolutely necessary for our recovery. Take that inventory. share it with another person. And then she says another technique, of course, is to ask God for help. Ask, if you're just to the point where you just feel like you cannot do it, then she says use a visualization process of a teacher, maybe the teacher Jesus sitting next to you saying, "You are free. You are forgiven. You are a new person in Christ." Of course, these are Edwin's five steps, and I've used them all. Sometimes I use them, obviously, more than one. But also, I want to call your attention to one other one that we teach here, that often there's classes and workshops here on radical forgiveness. And this is a forgiveness process put out by Colin Tipping. Some of his material, I know we sold out of the books at the first service, but we do have some CDs in there. But this is presented by him. And I love these four simple steps, and I've used these in order to get to that point where I can truly do some of my work and do some of the reframing around my work. He says the first thing we look at when we see something is say, oh, look what I have created. Look what I have created. And then he says, I notice my judgments and love myself for having them. Now, that's a stretch, is it not? Because we are human beings and we are human judgers sometimes. And we can judge ourselves. And he says, I just notice them. Don't even try not to have them. Notice them and love myself for having them. He says the third thing to do is say, I am willing to see the perfection in this. Notice he didn't say, I see the perfection in this. He says, I'm willing to see that perfection. Until we get to the point where we can realize that our souls were drawn together for a reason in this experience, and that these have come to be my greatest teachers. The fourth thing he says is, I choose peace. Forgiveness is about letting go of being a victim. Edwin says, forgiveness is about shifting out of our human tendency to wallow in a victim state so that our minds are clear enough to come to realize, oh my God, we can have what we want. We learn we cannot blame anybody for anything. Listen to that, my friends. On this spiritual path, we are not to blame anybody for anything. It's so much fun to do it, isn't it? It keeps us out of, it keeps us from doing our work. It keeps us from sitting down and taking responsibility for our lives. To have an understanding heart, you must strive to live a life without blame. And the temptation to lay blame is a challenge you must face almost daily. So this morning, we conclude that the only one that can do your forgiveness work for you is you. Not your partner, not my associate minister over here that's going to lovingly help me with it, but you're the one that does your forgiveness work. And I couldn't close a talk on forgiveness without making this statement by Eric Butterworth. God does not forgive. If you're expecting God to forgive you, you can wait till the cows come home. God knows nothing of unforgiveness. God has never condemned you. God does nothing but love you. God is love. So if you're saying, oh God, just forgive me, change it. Oh Pat, just forgive yourself. Forgive yourself so that you can truly enjoy an abundant life of prosperity. God's pleasure is to give you and me the kingdom. And yet, for me to step into the kingdom, it takes courage. It takes courage for me to do my work, my forgiveness work. It takes courage to work these spiritual principles. And when I work them in my life, then I truly feel the presence of God. Let's take that insert out that you went over, and let's just review that quickly. Week 3, forgiveness. Let's fill in the blanks. Forgiveness is not something we do for the sake of another person. Forgiveness is something we do for ourselves. Give yourself a plus. As with tithing, we must learn to forgive freely, joyfully, and completely. One giant step toward emotional health is to realize that no one can hurt us unless we allow them to hurt us. Catherine Ponder, in her book, The Millionaire Joshua, writes, "The world you live in is the exact record of your thoughts. If you do not like the world you live in, then you do not like your thoughts. The people that do us wrong are our teachers. You must forgive people, but that doesn't mean that you need to endlessly put up with bad behavior. You are not going to get out of financial debt until you learn to forgive. Forgiveness is an act of will. You make yourself do it. Keep in mind, we don't practice forgiveness for the benefit of the other guy. We do it for ourselves. 5 simple forgiveness techniques outlined in Edwin's book. Writing, speaking, and listening to forgiveness affirmations are all effective ways to begin the process of forgiveness. 2, every night before going to sleep, ask yourself prayerfully, have I put someone outside my heart today? At least once a year, or more often, do a complete forgiveness inventory of your entire life. After you have made a list of your wrongdoings, you must share it with another person, leaving out nothing. Ask God for help. Forgiveness is about shifting out of our human tendency to wallow in a victim state so that our minds are clear enough to come to realize, oh my God, we can have what we want. To have an understanding heart, you must strive to live a life without blame, and the temptation to lay blame is a challenge you must face almost every day. Did you get 100%? Good, good. I'm glad you got 100%. Call me in prayer as I go forth and live this 100%. I love you. I bless you. And I give thanks that you have that forgiving power within you. And I see you stepping forth, doing your forgiveness work every day so that you can live life and live it abundantly. I love you, I bless you, and you can do your forgiveness work in running over today. And so it is. Amen.
Hardest thing to give away and the last thing on your mind today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. It takes everything you have just to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves the way of the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge says you have every right to hold a grudge, it's the voice that whispers, set it free. Forgiveness. Oh, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Impossible. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness. It'll clear the bitterness away. It'll even set a prisoner free. There's no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see and what you see through the eyes of grace. The prisoner it sets free is you. Forgiveness. 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 Show me how to do the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me now to do the impossible. Forgiveness.
Set it free.
To do the impossible. Show me now what your mercy sees. Help me to give what you gave to me. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
I was just reminded that the article on forgiveness technique by Emmett Fox, if you'd like a copy of that, that's out in our garden court. So I've made some copies, just pick that up. And I want to say one other thing before we bless our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. I know that I can stand up here and make it sound so easy sometimes. You know, all you have to, as David Owen used to say, all you have to do is forgive. It's a process. Promise me you'll be gentle with yourself, loving to yourself. And just keep that open heart, willing to forgive. Don't be hard on yourself. I am open and I'm willing to forgive. But be gentle, be loving for yourself. And allow the grace of Spirit to do its work within you. Got it? Got it. Let's invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. We invite you to take it in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, bless it together. The offertory blessing is in the bulletin this week. It's my prayer for prosperity. It's the prayer that we're using twice a day with those that are participating in our unexpected income program. My prayer for prosperity. Together, I believe God is the source of all supply and that money is God in action. I believe my good is now flowing to me so richly and so fully that I have an abundance of money to spare and share today and always. I believe true prosperity includes perfect health, perfect wealth, and perfect happiness. These words, which I now speak in faith, activate a law of universal good, and I accept the results. I bless all the good that is with me now. I bless the increase. I bless all of the others in the unexpected income program. And I know now we prosper together in every way. I give thanks for this good. So it is, and so I let it be. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. And so it is. Amen. So let's take a moment and bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. And we bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our unexpected income program, our consistent giving program. We bless all of these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and our mission. And that is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. And sweet spirit, we are so grateful for the opportunity to work these principles, to live these principles, and to practice these principles in every aspect of our lives. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. I do want to also really quickly call your attention to our unexpected income program. It's a great program. What that literally means, if you consider this your spiritual home and you're not able to be here, your financial support is here when you are not here. And so we encourage you to look at that, seriously pray about it, and see if you too want to participate in this program. I hear children out there. I know who they belong to. I know who's sending them to college. Let's bring them in and applaud them, okay?
We are walking in the light.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Wendy Brown Baez, and I'm the coordinator of the Young Emerging Spirits, so 3 years old to fifth grade. And Nancy Maiello, our director of Youth and Family Ministry, is on vacation. So I just want you to imagine for a moment what it's like for these children to grow up with Unity Principles as part of their learning experience. We illustrate Unity Principles in the classroom with all kinds of fun activities. So we do arts and crafts and dramatic play. Right now we're using Nemo as a metaphysical story. But we need your help. We need volunteers for the fall. And we give you the curriculum and we give you the supplies. And you get to come and play and use your imagination and have a conversation and dialogue with the children. We ask for 2 Sundays a month. And you're always paired with another adult in the classroom, so you're together with a team. And we will also give you our gratitude and our love. So if this calls to your heart, there is a sign-up sheet out in the garden court, or you can ask me questions after the service.
Thank you, and let's applaud our adult volunteers. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Everybody is a star. Who can reign and chase the dust away? Everybody wants to shine. Who'll come out on a cloudy day?
Until the sun that loves you, I'm proud. When the system tries to bring you down.
Every hand is shining tonight. You don't need darkness
to do what you think is right.
Pa 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 pa. A star, I can feel it when you shine on me. I love you for who you are, not the one you feel you need to be.
Never catch a falling star.
I'm afraid.
Ain't no stopping if it's in the ground.
Everybody is a star,
one
that circle up and round and round. Pa 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 pa